Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, September 27th. Rock Island is seeing a spike in car burglaries. They're occurring mostly late at night or early in the morning and are being reported all around the city. Jason Foy, deputy police chief, says the recent increase in car break-ins and thefts is due to easy opportunity.
You know, car burglaries are a crime of opportunity. The people that are breaking into the cars see an opportunity to, you know, if it's a purse, if it's a wallet, if it's smartphone, if it's, you know, anything of value that's in there that they, you know, it's an opportunity for them.
Foy says to always make sure your car is locked and valuable items are put either in the trunk or in a safe place. This means thieves will be less tempted to break into your car. He also says don't be afraid to call police if someone hears a car alarm go off, even if it turns out to be a false alarm. Hoping to raise money for charity and challenge themselves, three men from the Quad Cities are riding the length of the Mississippi River on their bicycles. Herb Trix reports.
On September 10th, Tom Rowe, Tom Tomes, and Jim Millman set out from Itasca, Minnesota, and plan to reach New Orleans this Saturday. Speaking from somewhere in Mississippi on Monday, Rowe says they're averaging 90 miles per day and will have traveled 1,600 miles by this weekend. And he's enjoying the ride, but weather has been a problem.
It's been 90 degrees every day, and we've had a steady headwind. Winds out of the south, 90-degree temperatures. Even in Minnesota and Wisconsin, they're going, this is the hottest it's been here in September in years.
And he says at night, they all sleep in a motorhome.
It kind of goes ahead of us and scouts a spot, and sometimes it's a Walmart parking lot, sometimes it's a restaurant parking lot, and sometimes it's a campground.
They're also using the ride to raise money for three agencies, Alternatives, the Child Abuse Council, and Bethany for Children and Families. They call it breaking the cycle, as in breaking the cycle of abuse. Rowe says after ending their ride on Saturday, they'll celebrate Millman's birthday in New Orleans on Sunday. I'm Herb Trix.
Federal prosecutors in New York have indicted four NCAA men's basketball assistant coaches on charges of fraud and corruption. One of them, Lamont Evans, worked under current University of Illinois head coach Brad Underwood when he was the head coach at Oklahoma State University. Acting U.S. Attorney June Kim says these charges paint an ugly picture of college basketball.
Month after month, the defendants exploited the hoop dreams of student athletes around the country, allegedly treating them as little more than opportunities to enrich themselves through bribery and fraud schemes.
Authorities say agents and financial advisors paid bribes to assistant coaches to get them to introduce them to star college players and their parents before the students turned professional. In a statement issued late Tuesday evening, the University of Illinois Athletic Department says they are not aware of any information to suggest involvement in Tuesday's allegations by any member of our men's basketball staff. The Buffalo police chief is hospitalized in serious condition after a stolen truck collided with his squad car Monday. According to the Scott County Sheriff's Office, TJ Benning is being treated at university hospitals in Iowa City for multiple lower leg injuries. Benning was hit on Highway 22 near Bluegrass when he tried to put out stop sticks. He and other officers were attempting to stop a stolen garbage truck. Buffalo police identify the driver of the truck as 20-year-old Logan Shoemaker of Davenport. His charges include attempted murder, armed robbery, serious injury by vehicle, eluding police, and stalking. Shoemaker was also hurt, but his injuries were not considered serious. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.